Welcome to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.
Good morning, everyone. And again, this is Father Foster speaking to you on WISP, serving Doylestown, Trenton, and Philadelphia. It's good to be with you all once again. About 30 years ago, a woman in Colorado decided to climb a mountain when she learned, after 5 years of remission, that cancer had returned to the bones in her back. She would scale one of the mountains near her home before facing the mountains of fear and lack of confidence that were facing her. Weeks after, she and her son, together with two friends, actually climbed one of the slopes. Afterwards, she said, and I quote, "When I reached the top, I was so overcome with emotion, I couldn't stop crying." Through creation and the elation that I felt, peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, and strengthened me. This strength helped me to place the troubles ahead. End of quotation. In the 6th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus was told by the writer Mark. Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem, where his passion, death, and resurrection awaited him. With Peter, James, and John, he climbed a mountain. Mountains were thought in the Old Testament to be places close to heaven. But really, no matter where we are close to God if we have faith. God never abandons us. When we are reading this gospel, we know that Moses and Elijah confirmed and strengthened Jesus to go to Jerusalem and take up his cross. When we have problems, and all of us have them from time to time, Jesus is always with us because he loves us. We don't have to climb mountains. The love of Jesus can touch us no matter where we are. His love is the greatest, and the voice of the Father speaks from heaven and tells us, "Jesus is my Son, listen to him." Peter wanted to hold on to a good thing, but Jesus knew he had to go down the mountain and face death. Like Peter, we might want to control God, but as it happened to Jesus, death was eventually to bring him and us something greater. Eternal, never-ending life, in perfect peace, in the fullness of love. We hear a lot of voices in our world today, but only the voice of God's truth and love will bring us what we really seek and want: eternal peace and kindness, eternal happiness, living with God forever in heaven. That is why Jesus was transfigured in the presence of the apostles. That is why Peter needed to learn the lesson of the transfiguration experience. And that is a lesson that we also need to learn. There is nothing else that is going to bring us the happiness, the peace, the joy, and the love that we seek. It comes only from God, and it is important that we never forget that. Let us pray. Lord, whose love and humble service bore the weight of human need, who did on the cross forsaken show us mercy's perfect deed, we, your servants, bring the worship, not of voice alone, but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift which you impart. As we worship, grant us vision, till your love's revealing light, till the light and depth and greatness dawns upon our human sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to faithful service, your abundant life to share. Called from worship into service, forth in your great name we go, to the child of the youth, the aged, life in living deeds to show. Yes, my friends, Jesus is the answer to our every need. Do not be afraid to take time to witness the meaning of the transfiguration. God bless you all. It's nice being with you.
You have been listening to Light in the Darkness with Father John Foster. Father Foster has been a priest in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for 55 years. Join him every week at this time to learn how the darkness of the sin of our world can be and is overpowered by the light of Christ.